The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now for his three charts in 3 minutes, it's Zach Meir. Come on down, Zach Meir.
Couldn't we afford any music?
No, this is it. And you have to pay PRS.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't
it? It's easy to sing. Yeah. All right, Zach, three charts. Moving on news. First one, Arse! It's Asia Met. I love Tony Manini, the main man there. He's a really nice guy. I met him a couple of times, and I really like him. I really think he's an honest, genuine guy who's done it before, who's made a company from small cap to billions, and he wants to do the same again with Asia Met. Anyway, resource infilling extension drilling continues to demonstrate excellent continuity of shallow copper, and he says, this is his quote, "We are seeing excellent continuity of copper grade. I'm trying to do it Australian, doesn't work. And thickness within existing resource and extensions beyond boundaries in some areas." So it's looking good for Asia Met there at BKM in Indonesia. What do you think on the chart?
Right, we've just gone into this really narrow range, 220 to 260, something like that, which is basically a March triangle formation, hopefully a continuation one. We're above the 200-day moving average of 2.04. And we're above or bouncing on the floor of the triangle at around 2.3 pence. Probably the best thing here to avoid having a dead money situation if you're not already in the shares is to wait for a break of 2.6 pence. After that, I would guess that the shares would then head up to the 4 pence plus peaks of 2016, given that we've spent 2 to 3 months consolidating the March rally.
Yeah, I would say there's some news expected out, and it's just on Indonesia waiting for the mine extension and all that. So, that can come out of the blue, and if it does, I think the stock will sort of grind higher, Next one, Provenance Resources, PAVR, provides an operational update on Frontier Exploration License. They put a tender there. They plan for spud date in June 2007 at the Druid Well. PVR, what do you think on the chat?
I think the people are probably too scared to ever recommend it as a buy, given the recent history of it. We're down, with a long downtrend from 20 pence plus, etc. But you can draw a falling wedge, which is a bullish wedge, a bullish formation rather, on the daily charts since February. A break of even, say, 10 and a quarter pence, 20-day moving average, could be enough to start turning this around. If we do that, the target then would be 13 pence. But you've got to wait for that break of 10 pence or 10 and a quarter pence plus there on that one. No hurry, really, at this stage to go long. But I'm just flagging the idea that it could turn around within the next few weeks, let's say.
Yeah, not lots happening there, is it, that chart?
But having said that, it's totally dead.
Dead in the water. But like you said, it hasn't hit that low that it did back in February. So maybe that's a good sign there.
Or August. So it's just got that mildly bullish background there at the moment.
It's mildly bullish. I like that. Okay, and last one. PXOG, Prospect Oil and Gas, have been advised by the directors of Hutton in Poland, basically, at the Kola license, that they've contracted to start the drilling at Bolsor, the exploration well. They've got a contractor to do the drilling there. So it's all going ahead there at PXOG. What do you reckon on the chat?
A bit disappointing that it hasn't gone through to 2 pence plus this month. We've gone to 1.8 pence or so. It looks like a golden cross. You have to look very carefully, but it does actually look like a golden cross buy signal between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which is normally a good sign. And that would suggest that at least while we're above the four rising trend channel from January, around the 50-day average level at 1.37, this is a bullish situation, or very bullish situation. And at least above that 50-day line, I'm looking for 2.5 pence over the next month or two. Obviously, the easiest thing to do here is to wait for 1.8 pence to be cleared and then target 2.5 pence after that. But in fact, it could be more than 2.5 pence. That channel may be heading as high as 3 pence. In fact, the chart I will send will show a 3 pence target. Let's be optimistic on that.
Are you good at accents, Zach? Can you do the Australian accent?
No, I just do this strange one that I always speak with, and that's about all I can do. Maybe a Glaswegian one.
Go on,
which is the one I was born. I'm not going to do that either, because
come
I
on.
Sound like somebody. No, I don't want to insult the people of my hometown.
Insult them, come on. Let's do it.
No, everybody else does that. I don't want to do that myself.
All right, then I'll get you to do an accent one day, Zach. Thanks very much. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.